This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. An Iranian-backed militia is vowing revenge after U.S. military airstrikes on fighters in Iraq and Syria. AP Sagar Magani reports from the Pentagon.
Pentagon Chief Mark Esper says the military took action yesterday in retaliation for a rocket attack that killed an American contractor in Iraq.
By launching F-15 Strike Eagles against five targets associated with Kitab Hezbollah.
What Esper calls an Iranian-sponsored militia group. A militia spokesman, though, says it was not behind the attack in Iraq and elsewhere, saying Washington is looking for a pretext to attack. He's calling the airstrikes a crime and massacre and insists the group will get revenge for evil American aggression. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Australia's long bushfire crisis is continuing, with large parts of the state of Victoria now threatened. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
There are fears that extremely hot and windy conditions could merge three major bushfires in East Gippsland to form a devastating mega blaze. The authorities say the situation is potentially life-threatening for residents and tourists. Dangerous fire conditions and extreme heat are forecast Monday across four states in southeastern Australia. The intensity and scale of the fire crisis have unnerved many Australians. Nine people have died since the fires began, hundreds of houses have been lost, and about 5 million hectares of land left scorched. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
The South China Morning Post says China's vice premier is traveling to Washington this week to sign a phase one trade deal with the United States. Neither side has released many specific details of the agreement. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump will start the new year knee-deep in foreign policy challenges. AP Shelley Adler reports.
One of those challenges is North Korea, as the U.S. awaits what Kim Jong-un called a Christmas gift. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien told ABC's This Week what will be done if it's a long-range missile or nuclear test.
We'll reserve a judgment, but the United States will take action as we do in these situations. If Kim Jong-un takes that approach, we'll be extraordinarily disappointed, and then we'll demonstrate that disappointment.
Negotiations between the U.S. and North Korea have been stalled since the second summit between Kim and President Trump in February. Shelley Adler, Washington.
The Taliban says it does not intend to stop fighting in Afghanistan, rejecting as false and baseless reports the insurgent group is ready to declare a temporary ceasefire in a bid to seal a peace deal with the United States. The announcement comes on a day when Taliban insurgents killed at least 14 Afghan security forces in the latest of a series of deadly assaults over the past week. Hong Kong protests show no sign of slowing as the city heads into 2020. Reuters' Libby Hogan has more.
The protesters say they won't end until all five demands have been met. These include an independent inquiry into the police handling of the protests and amnesty for arrested protesters. Since June, police have arrested 6,060 people in total. The police say they've been restrained with an appropriate use of force. They've defended their conduct, including firing water cannons and tear gas, in response to what they call escalating illegal and violent acts of protesters.
That is Libby Hogan reporting. A Chinese scientist who set off an ethical debate with claims that he has made the world's first genetically edited babies was sentenced Monday to 3 years in prison because of his research. Reuters' David Doyle has more. And we'll try to get to Mr. Doyle in just a couple of minutes. Repeating our top news stories. An Iranian-backed militia group is vowing revenge after U.S. military airstrikes on fighters in Iraq and Syria. Australia's long bushfire crisis is continuing, with large parts of the state of Victoria now threatened. The South China Morning Post says China's vice premier is traveling to Washington this week to sign a phase one trade deal with the United States. Neither side has released many specific details of the agreement. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.